It's a heck of a group of guys that we're working with, I can tell you that. It was as big a team win as we've had. I think just showed the resolve, the mental toughness. There were times, I mean, we tried to give this one away and fought back and made enough plays at the end. I told him afterwards I couldn't be more proud. No, he was trying to throw it away. It was a play we liked. We had scored on it a couple games ago. Thought Brian was going to throw it to West in the flat. We thought he had his guy beat. Held on a little bit longer, got some pressure, and I just think couldn't muster enough strength to get it out of the back of the end zone. It's similar to go back to the Saints game where it was stacked up against us and we were backed up. And you know, if you're going to be a big time quarterback in this league, you got to be able to, no matter what's happened before, compartmentalize and move on to the next play. And I just think that speaks volumes of his mental toughness. That hey, here's the situation we're in. What's in the past is in the past. And we got to make some plays to win this game. Just that we'd worked that situation. We've worked a lot of situational football through the spring and through training camp. That was just our May Day spike. We knew we were going to get down, then go up and spike it. Yeah, we were never, and I know some reports came out before the game that he was on a 20 to 30 play pitch count. I mean, that was never in our minds. It was going to be, let's see how he is. I mean, nobody knows Josh better than Josh, and we all know what a unique and special athlete he is. And it was obvious to us during the week of practice that he had stayed in shape, and from a cardio standpoint, he was in excellent shape, and he got better throughout the week with us. We did have him on a pitch count through the week, and he had some initial soreness on every day, but we thought that was customary. And then we just kept going back to him, seeing where he was, and he just kept telling, "Hey, I'm good to go." I think so. I think maybe some, and I got to see the tape and know the call and know the read to say whether the ball got forced there or who was on the wrong page. But just, I think there was a little bit rust, but we felt that we weren't going to hold them back. That we were willing to put up with some of that for the positives, which obviously we all saw. Yeah, and I think it was special for Crow. I think this was a big game for him. I think he had 30 or 40 people in the stands. I know it cost him a few dollars ticket-wise, so he was pumped up as one of the reasons I made him a captain. And I thought he ran hard, and I thought that was probably our best run of the year. Exceptional. It's pretty obvious that we did. I mean, because we've been there before, and I think we've all been there where it's just not your day. Things aren't going well, and that's the NFL. You find a way to be in it. In it at the end, and we got a chance to make some plays, and he made what was it, four completions on the last drive, and walk away with the victory. I just seeing him come off. I mean, he was upset with himself. I think naturally. I mean, he'll answer this question better what his mindset was than I can. But obviously, it didn't affect him at the end. If it had affected him, then we wouldn't have had the result that we ended up with. Yeah, on the first one when it was short, Billy had said that he knew the timeout was coming. He'd heard it, so he eased off it a little bit. So he had said, "Hey, I got this," so that we were Tabes. We had talked about it, and we knew he was back there, we changed our personnel a little bit so we could cover it a little bit better. But I mean, that ends up being the play of the game. I mean, it was risk reward, and in hindsight, probably wasn't the smartest move on our part. I just think overall we could have handled that drive better, and I just feel very fortunate that it didn't come back to bite us at the end. No, and then that's I'm just glad that we got it down there, so it wasn't going to have to be stressed on it. But that was huge, and I think just confidence in Christian had a high snap earlier in the game, made a heck of a snap on the last one, and I thought Spence has done a great job for us all year holding. And I thought that operation was as smooth as it could be on that last one. Yeah, that he's got a knee injury, MRI scheduled tomorrow.